Everything's running smoothly.
Well, hello, Peter. Give me a letter, Pete. Give me a letter, Pete.
Why?
Peter Y. Sween. The Y stands for yours truly. The KC Morning Show. My name is Hartzell. That's Peter. One more time. This, your Kansas City Morning Show.
Morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be in Kansas City, and happy Monday. Happy Monday, I guess.
Yay.
It's President's Day. Everybody has off today for the most part.
Except, oh, that's right.
Except for us.
Oh, I'm off. Speak for yourself.
Because we are here.
I.
The show's not off. Like, we had a little off day on Friday, but we're back in the mix. I see your real feel here today as you're getting up is in the low 40s, so not
give
too bad.
Give me that real.
Heats up into the mid-50s by the mid-afternoon, so a decent day in Kansas City to get out there. High of 57, low of 30. Your high tomorrow, 42, low of 22. I was able to miss a cold front this past weekend, which was nice.
That's right. When did you get back in?
Yesterday, 5:30. I was in San Diego for a wedding. San Diego weather? It's like a cheat code.
It's a template, my friend.
It is not hot. It is not cold. It is just, it feels like spring every day. And from what I've heard from the San Diegans.
San Diegoans?
It's like that for most of the year. I don't know. Here's my thing. Listen, I love Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
I love the KC Morning Show. I love my job.
Should.
I love everything I do. If you're a teacher, if you're one of these jobs where you can really do anything, the goal should be to get to San Diego.
Find yourself a coast. San Diego's excellent.
I don't know why, if you can do anything and there's a job available, maybe cost of living, I don't know. I just couldn't believe it, but anyway.
How many days were you there? You were there for just what, the weekend?
Thursday to Sunday, yeah. I did the wedding, and then now here I am back in Kansas
City. Man, I tell you what.
I don't have anything to do for a while.
Off-season Pete is just something else.
I don't have
any. My goodness.
It is time to shut it down.
Is it, though?
It is finally.
You're just getting heated up.
No, it's time. I need my rest.
No.
We did the Super Bowl.
It's been a week
and
a half.
Which is in Miami, so
just
you
pace
work.
Yourself.
It's fun. Then I had this wedding trip.
Uh-huh.
I need a little break from
pace all. Pace yourself. You're fine. Don't give up. Never give up. Never surrender. What are you doing?
How was your weekend?
It was okay. It was pretty good, actually. I had, Friday was Valentine's Day. LOL, that was whatever. So me and the boys went out, me and my...
Singles Appreciation Day.
Yeah. Palentine's Day. We're palling around with pals.
Man in time.
And
man meat day.
It was a lot of meat. Man, the bars were so weird on Friday.
Why?
So weird. It was either no one was out or everyone was out and just wasted.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know if we're all just collectively sad, the dumped in disgrace group like myself, but man, they were just in a weird kind of way. It was a good time. So me and the boys hung out. We got a chance to be lonely hearts together. And then yesterday was Sunday. Yes. Yesterday was Sunday. Went to Kauffman Center.
I saw on your Instagram story.
Leslie Odom Jr. of Hamilton fame. Bunch of stuff, but Hamilton for sure. It was such a good show.
It
one of the
best
shows.
It looked like a
very
educated event. Like, you almost have to be educated to be wherever you were.
Oh, I do, and I looked good, too. I had to play the part. And Pops was there because he's got this big-ass beard, you know. So Pops is looking slick. He's very artistic. And so I'm rocking this just slick little blazer. It was a good time. We looked good.
Did you hang out with your dad?
Yeah, I had a couple Pops.
Did you guys go to Hy-Vee after?
No, it was too late. I wish we could have went to Hy-Vee. He has not. Actually, that's not true. He has experienced the Hy-Vee bar with his son, who is me. We did, what did we do? We did, God. Oh, it's like a bad movie. We did Christmas at the Hy-Vee bar.
Oh.
So it's not Arby's. It's not
Denny's.
It's not.
It feels like Denny's.
It's not Bob Evans. It's the Hy-Vee bar. That's a tagline.
It reminds me
that's
of Santa Claus. Right, and as I found out from your story last night, your dad kind of looks like Santa Claus.
So, have you never met him?
It's fitting. No, never. Never in person.
You didn't see him at. That's not true. You definitely met Pops at Boulevardia.
Can't recall, but maybe I did.
Can't recall. There's a lot of things you can't recall from that last that last trip to Boulevardia, if I remember correctly, which I also don't remember.
That was a good night for us. That was fun.
You were
giving my friends and I free beverages, which was nice.
Why don't you quit? Why don't you quit talking? Because huh? You know we got another go around at that this summer, so I like to still have that privilege. So why don't you shut up?
Hey, whatever you want to give, we are willing to take. I speak for. Me and our mutual friend, Steve, who will probably coming with me again.
Oh, that is going to be a thing. In fact, we should have somebody with Boulevardia on the show. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Anybody listening out there who gives us the contact info?
Boulevardia is on the go this year. That's the marketing scheme.
What is it?
Boulevardia on the go.
That's right. Because we're moving to, Union Kelly's? Station? Not everything revolves around Kelly's, man. I know that's just kind of
I just was wondering. I don't know.
Did we go to Kelly's this week?
No. I was away, if you remember.
No, I'm talking about
maybe in spirit.
I'm speaking of myself. Okay. I'm pretty sure I was. Nah, we sure were. We did. Hmm. On Friday, it was me and Stanford Joe. What up, Stanford Joe? He's listening right now. We went to Kelly's. We sure did.
A lot
of
name dropping today's show.
That's what Mondays are for. Mondays we name drop. In fact, have I name dropped?
We said Dad, we had Steve, we did Joe already.
Have I name dropped Sean Edwards yet? Because he'll be on the show.
Sean Edwards.
Fox 4 film critic Sean Edwards. He's going to be on the...
We had Flicks on Friday.
On the show today.
It went through puberty. It is now Movie Monday.
Well, listen, here's the thing. Here's what's great
about like
this.
Kind of like me, who's getting a cold again, as you can tell.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're getting sick?
I hope not. I went back. I got the airborne. I just... downed an orange juice this morning. I'm trying to prevent...
Because I have a quarantine story coming up, and I'm really giving you this look as if maybe you need to become the story now.
I'm trying to...
You never want to be the story,
prevent
but...
prevent a relapse, but...
I don't know, Pete.
Let's try to avoid the C word at all costs, which is not what you're thinking. I'm talking about coronavirus.
Ah, coronavirus. Well, never mind. Let's leave that joke alone. It's a Monday. It's a Monday morning. Why are we getting so aggressive?
Antsy.
And antsy and aggressive. All right, you got anything else?
That's it, man. Good to be back.
Welcome back.
It is.
I am so happy to have you back. It was your fault we didn't have a show on Friday.
I have no trips or anything planned for a while. Mm-hmm. Can kick back a little bit. Shouldn't be a lot of Chiefs.
Because I was ready to go. I was up and Adam.
What's that?
Friday. I was ready to have a show. Mm. And
interesting. Interesting that you say that.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, I'm in because San Diego. I'm not doing a show. I'm going to bang the show.
If I remember correctly, I was on Pacific time up at 3:30. Radio silence.
I think we maybe got lost in the. I think we got lost in the line or something.
All right. Well, it's good to be back anyway, right? It's good to be with the people.
Good to have you back. All right, Pete. Well, we've got your stuff out of the way. What's new in Arrowhead Pride? Anything going on, AP?
I mean, we'll have you covered. We are in that part of the offseason where we're sort of waiting on the scouting combine. There's not a ton. I mean, it is really, on my other company, it's a company holiday today, so we're putting a few things up. Anything that really pops up with Chiefs related, we'll be happy to run. Again, this is one of those rare NFL slow times, but it should pick up soon here with the scouting combine. Just a week or so away here.
I'm so upset with myself as I'm looking at the show. I didn't put any Obama audio in here. And it's President's Day.
Goodness, wow.
What a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I guess no Trump audio either.
No Trump audio either. I just really went anti-president today. All right, how about this?
You got any audio for Abe Lincoln or?
Well, here's what I'll do.
George Washington.
Here is what I will do. Is I'm gonna step outside, and I got a friend who's gonna come in, and he is going to take us to the news. Is that okay?
I'm fine with that.
Let me get 1 second.
Yeah.
Get out of here. All right, I'll be right back. Hey, everybody.
Oh.
Is that Peter Swain?
Oh, my guy.
Hello, Mr. Swain.
What's up, Mr. President?
Well,
44.
44 in the house. In the his house.
Oh, wow. Did you enjoy the All-Star Weekend?
Oh, Pete, I really enjoyed being around the people of Chicago.
Mm.
That's my hometown.
That's right.
I think. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, you wear the White Sox jacket.
That's right. Born and raised in South Detroit. But that's okay. But I just want to say, I don't want to take too much time. I don't want to do all that. But I do know it is President's Day, and Hartzell did give me a call.
You're always kind enough to come on with us.
Yes, we can, and yes, we will do the news.
In other news, this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
I did not have sex with that woman.
Mm-mm. No, he did not.
That's my best bill.
Wow, we had two presidents stop by on the show. How cool is that? And when he leaves, he just kind of vanishes.
That's it. He's out.
Like, I never actually see him go by. Well, thanks, Mr. President.
Probably got to get to Bo and Sonny.
Yeah. Got to get that Rascal Bo and Sasha and Malia. Rascal Bo. I love those dogs. Little dogs. You know who loves the You know who loves the news? Sasha, Leo, Sonny, Bo.
What do we got today?
We have the news, Pete. Oh, you're not even gonna try?
I got nothing today, man. My voice.
No inspiration news. Today? Just give him a the news. Find the beat and then give it to him. Give him the news. There you go.
Wow.
We made that work.
Yeah, that was good.
We made that really work.
Really. Just give the people what they want, you know?
Is that what they wanted?
A little bit of news.
Is that what they wanted? Yeah. No, they don't want the news. They want the intro to the news.
I don't know.
They expect they expect presidential commentary.
That's right. It's important on President's Day.
They expect a freestyle beat to be said during the news
nothing
intro.
Nothing better, yeah.
You'll get it for Wednesday, though. You'll be back. Get you a little
Wednesday wisdom.
Get you a little vitamin C, a little Wednesday wisdom in you.
Right.
You'll be rapping the news headlines in no time. No time whatsoever. Okay, speaking of viruses.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at you because you sold yourself out.
Find your beach.
Because I could tell you didn't look great.
No.
You don't sound great.
No.
And this is nothing to be playing with because now it's getting close to home.
I was just in an airport, too.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. Get out of here.
As the deadly coronavirus outbreak grows overseas, it's also impacting some here in the metro.
Bill McIntosh is now safe and sound in his home in Parkville. He and about a dozen others flew to Vietnam to watch the Chiefs play in the Super Bowl, the same place he was the last time the Chiefs won it 50 years ago.
I had two big screen TVs, and we watched it there all the way through, watched it live. So it was nice. It was fun.
But when it was time to leave.
Yeah, we're right at the counter, and the girl at the counter said, well, you can't go. Says, you've been in China, and you haven't been out long enough to go.
So he found a deal on Groupon, and he thought it'd be a fun experience. How cool is that, though? There's a few different layers of the story that are actually kind of cool. The fact that he was in Vietnam.
Right.
To see not only this last Super Bowl, but the first Chiefs Super, or I guess the first Super Bowl win. That's actually kind of cool. Granted, I don't like viruses. I'm like dying.
I'm fine with the energy. I don't know if you need to be going to Vietnam to watch the Super Bowl.
No, you missed the first one
in Kansas City. Why not get the second one with the people?
That's where he was stationed. Okay, I was trying to figure out what was the significance. And this all, I mean, it makes sense.
He wanted to watch it again.
Again, because.
As he did the first one.
And he watched the first one in Vietnam that's where he was stationed.
Right, right.
That all makes sense.
What I'm saying is now, fast forward to 50 years, maybe watch it in Kansas City. Might be more fun anyway.
You know what? Bill just told you to suck it. Bill just had the experience of a lifetime. I'm sure he wouldn't have loved being detained.
Listen, William McIntosh, agree to disagree on this one.
I think that's the coolest thing. I'm happy he's good to go because that would have been a bummer. Nobody wants to come home with, you know,
McIntosh,
corona.
Probably a big QWERTY guy, I would guess.
You think so? Oh, you think so?
Probably loves him an iPod.
Oh, that's the route you took?
What do you mean?
You want the Mr. McIntosh iPod route?
No, I'm just saying. I wonder if he is a supporter of the iPod Shuffle.
I have to move on now. You made a 1990s McIntosh joke.
What are you talking about?
I'm moving on now.
He's an Apple guy. He's not gonna get an Android anytime soon. I know that.
More coming out of this story, and it may not be as positive as we thought initially.
T-Mobile merger now finally approved, but it's been nearly two bumpy years since the deal was first announced, and now that it's here, some are concerned the merger will open the floodgates for other deals that could have the potential to hurt consumers.
Look, this merger was a classic 4-3 horizontal merger. It's one that any normal FCC and DOJ would block. It's also one
guaranteed
that any normal trial judge would block. Mm-hmm. But despite the mountain of evidence that this merger would lead to higher prices and less choice, the trial judge completely ignored it. And he saw this case through magenta-colored glasses.
Okay.
I went more rose-colored. She went magenta. If you can't tell, she doesn't love the
deal.
Are
you kidding me with this merger?
Doesn't love the deal.
What the hell was the judge thinking on this thing? Yeah, this woman. Certainly from Long Island, I could tell.
The $26 billion deal. You could definitely hear it. It's once you've got it, you can never lose that.
No.
The $26 billion deal blocked last year by attorney generals from 12 states, including Washington, D.C.
You think this is going to help lower income people? The hell are they talking about?
It was approved Tuesday by a New York judge. Still needs approval from the California Public Utilities Commission. So still some loopholes. But here's what she was concerned about, is that both companies, we're talking T-Mobile and Sprint, may be able to keep their promise not to trim any of their own staff. Many phone stores are actually run independently, which could mean layoffs of a range including up to maybe 24,000 employees, said Adam Wolf, president of the National Wireless Independent Dealer Association. There's groups for everything in there.
What is this, a barber shop? They're going to trim the staff like a haircut? Forget it. Higher income people with cell phones only. People are going to be walking around. They're not even going to be able to call each other.
As part of the deal, Sprint will shed its Boost Mobile operations. It's going to give that to the satellite company Dish Network. Mm. Boost Mobile is the prepaid phone service. Remember, where you at?
Was that's that right.
Where you at?
Criminals are big into prepaid phones.
Also, my brother back in 2000 and
you pay your minutes.
Six. He had that.
You
I think
do
he
your
had a
crime
Boost
on the phone. You snap that thing in half.
Yeah.
Good luck, cops.
Oh, good luck snapping that thing in half. Those original Boosts were bricks, man. You weren't snapping any of that thing in half. That thing was indestructible.
That's right.
You will appreciate this, Pete. In fact, you probably know a little bit about what's going on here. It's one of those unintentional, really good consequences. So, like, you know, when you have a team that's good at sports and stuff. And sure.
Sports and stuff.
A former podcast that you and I used to host. When you're good at sports and stuff, you get more opportunities. And, you know, Kansas City is, you know, we're championship city, baby.
Kansas City is on the heels of something great when it comes to sports. Now the Kansas City Sports Commission is working around the clock to get some of the biggest and best games to come to town.
What has just happened in our city in the last month, again, creates this awareness for our community that people that may not have been aware of what happens downtown, how fans come out, how the Super Bowl watch party happened at Power and Light District.
Staff has already submitted more than 25 bids for future NCAA championships, plus the NFL draft will be here in 2023, and the city is hoping to land World Cup games in 2026.
There we go. KC on the rise, on that up and up.
I'm telling you, we are a few years away from this being a destination. 2023 is the draft, which is going to be huge. And then once the city can show that it can pull off an event of that magnitude, which I think it's going to be well-planned and successful, then you're going to start to get some of these other looks. So it's great.
Because I guess by then, won't the airport be done by then?
Yeah, it should
be. That's one of the things for the NFL draft.
I think that's why. So when Kansas City was picked for the draft, 2022 was open. Mm-hmm. And I think they said, no, give us another year so that the airport would be ready. Yeah.
I'm excited because, I mean, what was it last week? I didn't look at the numbers for, like, even XFL this weekend. But last weekend, Kansas City, top five market.
For XFL, yeah.
NHL games were always a top 10, top five. We love us some sports. I don't know if it's just because we need something to pass the time or we are just a sports town.
It all comes back to barbecue.
It all comes back to barbecue.
If you're watching sports, you can put the roast on and just let that thing cook.
All roads lead to burn-ins, baby.
By the end of the game. That meat is falling off the bone.
Oh, so tender.
Yes, it is.
Peter T. Sweeney. The T stands for tender.
Slap it on the old bun and put it on pickle.
Stands for tasty.
Barbecue sauce.
Speaking of your New Yorkers earlier.
That's us.
And how you, you know, you can always tell a nice New Yorker standing out of a crowd, you know?
What that means.
You said it, not me. You could tell that lady was. You could hear
ear
it.
For it.
You have that ear for it.
Yeah, I heard that left and right growing up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you did. Hey, Mama Sweeney, I love you. I don't know why he's up here throwing so much shade today. I apologize on
behalf
of him.
Nothing worse than living in New York, right? And you run into, this is back in your single days, you run into a girl who you just like is really attractive, and she goes, hey, what's going on? And you're like, okay, well, maybe I'm just going to try to move to find my partner because I don't want to hear that for the rest of my life.
See, okay, right there. That is how aggressive you are. That is how aggressive you naturally are. That poor, in this fictional story of a girl who's trying to say hello, you got so angry and worked up for absolutely nothing. And you know what? I have a class for you because in New York, they are going to train you. They're giving you classes, workshops even. This is an emotional fitness workshop. The gist of this is that you got to relax, you need to calm down, and quit being so much of an asshole.
Oh, we didn't do all of that. If you look close, watch, hold up. Miss.
Remember your pressure points.
Do my exercise.
Woosah. Right, woosah. Bad Boys 2 says woosah. Martin Lawrence, find your pressure points. Woosah. Relax.
That's right.
Frankie says relax. So this is a yoga-like event for your psyche. That's what the website says. Have you ever heard of a place called Frequency? It's in New York. You ever heard of it?
No. Do you know how big New York is?
Oh, I don't. I walked down Times Square one time. I guess
like
I'm
when
cool
you
guy.
Go to a college of 40,000 and someone had been to go there and they're like, "Wait, you got to know Ryan, don't you?"
I became my
but
mom.
But it's worse than that.
Yep,
it's worse than that.
I am my mom. Hey, did you see that? Do you remember seeing your friend on campus, mother? I mean, what?
Campus is huge.
It's a big. It's a big place. Okay, yeah.
Big old campus.
That's on me. No, that's on me. Well, if you are interested, Pete, the website describes a workshop that is promised to be magical encounters with yourself and others. What I mean, how else do you sell it?
I do like magic, and I do like encounters.
I like encounters with myself. Ooh. And maybe even others.
Well, TMI Monday.
More recently, it's been myself.
Happy President's Day to you.
I'll tell you what. Yes, we can, and we came together.
All right. Family show.
The sweet deal's worth, if you had to guess, how much?
$27.
You read it on the sheet. I don't know why I put these things on our show prep, because you're going to step all over it. That
Boom.
Was silly.
Boom. I'm going to use what's in front of me to try to guess.
Yeah.
I try to get it right every time.
It's crazy how you've been batting 1,000 every single time, because, you know, it's right in front of you. You got time for one more? I got one more story.
Man.
Oh, wait a minute.
I got nothing but time.
Yeah, this isn't, I was going to say you got to do a TV thing, but season's
no,
over.
No TV today.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, in that case, let me take a beat. Hello, my name is Hartzell. This is
Pete. Nap. Go take a nap.
Oh, you have no idea how much I want to take a nap. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete to my left. This is your KC Morning Show. Getting ready to wrap up the news. Give me a letter before we end on this Lyft story. Give me a letter.
V.
V.
For my vivacious personality.
Oh. Peter V. Sween. The V stands for Virginia.
Ooh.
Because this story comes out of Virginia. What a transition.
It's dumb.
So dumb.
911, where's your emergency?
Hey, we in the Lyft and we just got hit. So the Lyft driver is following the person.
Okay, but you're gonna need to stop in order to assist.
He won't stop. He won't let us out either. Cause he wanna catch the dude. And we running through red lights. Like two people almost hit us.
Hey, yo.
Okay. I just wanna get out. Like I got four kids.
Tell him that he needs to stop.
Okay, he can hear you, ma'am. He can hear you. He can.
Oh my God, shorty!
Somebody just hit us. He's trying to catch the man. We're on the boulevard now.
Worst Lyft driver ever. That's
a terrifying sound.
I can only imagine what my
man's
rating is. If our
listeners were not awake, they certainly are now.
So this Lyft driver out of Virginia, I didn't want to do this story, but you gave me the letter V, so I had to. Peter V. Sween. Lyft driver out of Virginia.
V for very scared. I'm very scared after hearing that.
He gets rear-ended. Hit and run driver, but the driver of the Lyft, he's like, no, I refuse to have this happen. So he's like, I'm going to chase this dude down. So he chases him while he still has people in the car. They didn't love it. They told him to slow down. As you can tell from the audio, they were not having a good time, and they call the police. Even as they are on the phone with the cops, my guy still can't let it go. And as he's chasing the person that had him initially with the hit and run, he gets hit again. So they live streamed all of it. I feel like
road rage.
Yeah, does that not pop up on a background check? Don't they have to check these people? That is the worst case scenario.
I don't know.
That is terrifying, though. What's your worst? I'm trying to think if I've had a couple near accidents, but what I've never. What's your worst? Not even just Lyft. What do they call it? Gig economy job. So Lyft, Uber, any of that stuff. What's your worst? What's your worst experience on one of those?
My worst Uber or Lyft experience?
Yeah.
All right. So this isn't that bad, but it's the one that comes to mind. So I had to get to a wedding, which was in the crossroads, mm-hmm. right? And then what ended up happening is the Uber driver takes me all the way down, misses the exit.
Okay.
So you go back. He goes back on the highway. And then to get back like and turn around again, he ends up going. The street name is what's the street name that goes through Westport where you're going from the highway back into Westport? Summit Street, is that correct?
Yeah, sounds right.
So Summit Street. So he ends up.
Yeah, he ends up.
So we pass the crossroads, gets back on, then tries to reverse course on Summit Street and ends up taking me all the way back to like where my house was. So what was supposed to be a 12-minute Uber, and I had left probably 14 or 16 minutes to get to the wedding, mm-hmm. ends up being like a 36-minute experience.
Oh, wow.
Because of the way he just kept getting off on the wrong exit to turn around, and you can't turn around on Summit Street because there's no left turn.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did he go down? Did he go opposite on a one way?
You're not allowed. Yeah, you're not allowed
that's,
to turn around.
That sounds like he.
And you can't turn right and like kind of come around. So
that's not great. Okay, that's not great.
We went to the crossroads.
That's terrifying.
Past the crossroads, and then ended up all the way back at my house, like the where my house is, the original destination.
Did you even make the wedding?
I gave him a one. I don't like to give ones because they ruins their score, but I mean, that was ridiculous.
You don't want to do it. Nobody wants to be that guy. But if you're driving in circles or if you're going the wrong way on a one-way street.
I took an Uber in Miami recently where
leave us no choice.
The guy was falling asleep on the way. I had to like keep hitting him. Thank God I was in the front.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe this is just you. Maybe it's just you.
I take a lot of Ubers.
Maybe
I'm an
it's
Uber
you
gold,
and
I'm an
Virginia
Uber gold
couple.
Member.
You are Uber elite.
Uber gold. There's, you can only get platinum. Platinum as
wait,
a
is that a real thing?
Yeah, because it gives you different. So,
oh wait, this is an actual thing.
If when
again, you elitist. I tell you what.
When you take an Uber Gold Uber, you're allowed, or if you have the Uber Gold membership, you're allowed to have free cancellation fees. So if I see anything under like a 485, I ask for a new driver because usually that's the cutoff between a little bit of a weird driver and like normalcy. So 485 ish. If they're under 485. There's going to be something off.
Hold on. Let me get my phone real quick. Because now I'm curious.
Are you an Uber driver?
I'm not a driver, but I'm a passenger. And I'm now kind of...
I'm a 492 passenger.
Because I... Hold on one second. I talk a lot. So let me see. One second. Where'd you find this thing? Is it settings?
Yeah.
Settings tab? Okay, one second. Oh, what?
What are you?
What? I'm like a 491.
Oh, yeah. That means
what?
I'm one... point ahead of
what
you.
Happened what? Okay I will okay
probably that's... running that mouth probably running that mouth
I don't say anything bad we've written together.
Listen, I've heard you in the
man.
Uber
man
you like to tell the Uber driver what's what.
I like to have conversations, all right? Mm-hmm. I like to educate. I'm not trying to preach. I'm educating.
I don't know. No sir, no, it's a left here, like something like you would say something like that.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Probably end up with a one or something.
Really? Apparently I've gotten a couple because that's a low number.
You like to wear hats on the weekend. Maybe the Uber drivers don't necessarily like hats, like those Pharrell hats.
Shut up. I like my Pharrell hats. In fact, I gotta go pick up some more Pharrell hats today, actually. I gotta go do a pickup.
All right.
Well, by the looks of this story... Apparently, no one likes me in Uber, and if I was driving, I guess you would hit next.
No, I would. I would. 4.9. 4.9 is okay. I said anything under 485, so I would take you.
I'm not gonna let this go. I'm not gonna let this go. Anyway, what happened? Was this on the
491 isn't bad. It's just lower than me.
No, I used to be like a perfect. I used to be a perfect score.
You might have got drunk or something. You may have been in a car with someone.
What did we do after that watch party?
Annoying.
When we went to the soccer thing a couple weeks ago, I remember we took.
I vaguely remember
that we took an Uber.
I think I called the Uber. So if anything, you ruined my score.
Oh man, think about that. Think about the people. Oh no, think about the people who've ordered me Ubers who have had
right.
to. You know what? I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up because you know what? I probably owe some people some ratings. So I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah.
We're going to hit a sweep and we got Movie Monday because that's our alliteration of the day.
Woo!
Black History Month, that is this month, this here month of February. Although Black History Month is really every month of the year.
That's right.
It's every day. Mm-hmm. But me and Sean chatted yesterday, favorite top movies of the Black experience. We're going to give you, I think, Sean's top three. If I remember correctly. So we're going to do this today and then do flicks on Friday. But I thought this would be a nice little change of pace. You like
Love
this?
Love it.
Have you heard it yet?
Not yet.
Well, then let's listen together, shall we, Pete?
Sure.
My name's Hartzell. That's Pete. This, your KC Morning Show.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic. What is going on, my brother?
Hey, what's up, man? It's good, man. We rolling along, man. Before you know it, it's going to be the end of the year.
You've been whining and dining. It's been award season. What's been going on, man?
You know what? Award season is always fun, but you know what? It's over. I'm happy no more. The big show just happened. The Oscars, of course, the big winner. I told you guys right here first on the Kansas City Morning Show.
My man called it.
Parasite.
Called
way it. Before the Oscars even happened. I was like, Parasite. It was my number one film of 2019. I'm like, everyone, please go see this movie right now. Is that dope? And it won Best Picture. Made history. First foreign language film to win Best Picture. Man, it's a killer movie.
How was the party? How did it go?
Man, they went nuts. They went in. I would have went in. I'm down for my South Korean brothers and sisters.
Let's go.
They've been making incredible movies for a long time. Hollywood has been pimping their style for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad they finally got their due.
So what have you been doing, and what are we looking forward to?
To the new movies of 2020, man. We got Black Widow's about to happen. We got Fast and Furious 9, that's about to happen. We got a new Christopher Nolan movie that's going to happen this summer. There's some really good stuff on the horizon for 2020. And then I got another movie coming out with Hidden Empire Film Group called Fatal.
Okay.
With two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank, my boy Michael Ealy. It's a dope noir thriller. I'm going to try to get you an advanced copy. We're going to have a private. I want you to see this movie so bad.
Sean, don't tease me right now. Don't you tease me right now, Sean.
I'm dead serious. I want you to see this movie so bad. It's so dope. So that's some of the new stuff for 2020, now that we're officially done with 2019.
Right.
Speaking of 2019, that year ended spectacularly with the Parasite win. We're now sitting in the middle of February, and of course, it's Black History Month. Here's the thing I don't think people really realize. Like, I'm a film guy, and there is so much Black history connected to the Kansas City metro area in terms of pioneering filmmakers. Like, real quick, godfather of Black film is Oscar Micheaux.
Uh-huh.
He's actually buried in Great Bend, Kansas. Like, he was connected to that area. Like, the very first Black woman to, like, direct a feature film, Tressie Stouter, is actually, she's not technically from Kansas City. She's, like, from Frankfort, Kansas. But she moved to Kansas City as a teen. She actually worked as a housekeeper in Kansas City, Missouri. Actually worked at a house on 55th and Ward Parkway. So she worked in one of the big houses. I think she worked for the Nelson family back in the day. But she eventually became the first Black female to ever direct and produce a feature-length film back in 1922.
Oh, man.
So Kansas City has a lot of Black film.
That is news to me. I didn't know any of that, man.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why you have me on the show.
That's right.
I'm here for Black History. And speaking of Black History Month, I dropped this comprehensive list. Like, a lot of people are always like, you know, during Black History Month, like, what movie should we watch? What movie should we experience? What movie should we check out? Well, I dropped this list of the 100 most influential and important films about the Black experience. You can check that out on Fandango now. It's like a guide, man. It gives people a chance to check some titles out, explore some different films about the experience. There's some cool stuff. I mean, there's some biopics. There's some documentaries.
Give me your top... okay, Sean, give me your top three. I know, and I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you three movies you've got to watch, because I want people to go to the list, because it's numbered from 1 to 100, so I don't want to give that away. So my first film is a film out of, like, Brazil, one of the most amazing movies ever made. It's called City of God.
15 miles from paradise is a place called the City of God. A place where one man must infiltrate a war between two crime lords to tell a story the world needs to know.
Start with that movie. It's got, like, a real heart to it.
Yep.
It's moving, but it's true to the culture, like the music, the cinematography. I mean, it's an amazing movie. No, so that's my third pick. Start with City of God. City of God is amazing. Dude, I'm a real big sucker for this movie, because it just goes way back to my childhood. But I always thought The Color Purple was dope.
The Color Purple. An American story for the whole world. It's about life. It's about love. It's about us.
Okay.
Directed by Steven Spielberg, stars Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah Winfrey in her first movie, produced by Quincy Jones, has an amazing score. a course based on the iconic Pulitzer Prize winning novel, The Color Purple, written by Alice Walker.
Right.
One of the all-time best film adaptations ever, in my opinion, and I'm still mad at the Academy. This movie got nominated for 11 Oscars and won 0. That is egregious.
Whoa, like, now that is also news to me. I didn't know that either.
Yes.
Wow.
0 for 11.
Wow.
Nothing that insulting has ever happened at the Academy. Well, how did The Color Purple go 0 for 11? And after you've seen the movie, or if you have seen the movie, you know why I'm so upset, because Whoopi should have won an Oscar, Oprah Winfrey should have won an Oscar, and my man Steven Spielberg should have won for Best Director. That movie is amazing. Sadly, my number one choice is still relevant in 2020, even though it came out in 1989, but it's a must-watch for everyone. It's just one of the most incredible, iconic films ever made, directed by my main man, representing Planet Brooklyn, Spike Lee.
Wake up! Wake up, wake up, wake up! Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake! This is Mr. Senior Love Daddy, your voice of choice, the world's only 12-hour strong man on the air, here on We Love Radio, 108 FM, the last on your dial, but first in your heart.
Yeah, Do the Right Thing's one of the best movies ever made, and I dare you to compare the opening credit sequence to any movie ever made. That's the best opening sequence ever, with the Public Enemy Fight the Power yep. song, Rosie Perez. That movie's still relevant in 89, and it's 2020, man. We got a lot of work to do.
Have you ever had a chance to talk to Spike?
Spike's the man, man. Spike's always got something insightful to say. He's a lot funnier than I think people think, man. He's a clown, man. He's a fool. He's a funny dude, man. But he's mad talented. He still deserves that Oscar for Best Director. I think he's going to get that. He's got a new joint coming out on Netflix this year that I'm looking forward to. So 2020 is going to be big, but I just want people to, like, you know, finish up February with this Black History stuff. And just remember, KC's got that super connection to, like, Black film history, which I'm really proud of. And I just want to keep telling people, so more people know locally, more people know, you know, statewide, more people know nationally. Man, I could talk Black film. I mean, I've been pushing Black film in my career for what we used to do, these Black film documentaries back like in 2007, 2008, 2009 in Kansas City. Then, of course, you know, this year I produced the Celebration of Black Cinema event in L.A.
That's right.
Like, I'm all in on Black film, man. That's my, you know, when I'm dead and gone, I just want people to remember me for being the guy that, like, pushed Black film and its historical importance as cinema.
My man. I love hearing that. Sean Edwards. That was good to hear, brother. I like that a lot. Sean Edwards.
I mean, gotta do it, man. I love the show, though. I love the show, man.
So, hey, we're not done, though, this week. All right? We're not going to be done this week. This was just our, I wanted to make sure I talked to you because I saw that list from Fandango, so I wanted to make sure we talk about it.
Yeah, you definitely got to talk. And then when you talk to your listeners, I just need help on this real quick.
Okay.
I want to find out why people like Sonic so much, because they made like $60 million, and I hated that movie.
Okay, can we talk about that Friday? We're going to talk. We got new movies on Friday.
But I want you to ask your listeners to help me understand why it's good, because I didn't get it. I need help.
It's like one step above Cats to me.
True that. I was thinking the same thing. I can admit when I don't get something, I need help on that one.
Sean, where can people find you at, man? Where can they get you on the internet?
Edwards KC. K is in Kansas, C is in city, everywhere, man. Twitter, Instagram, or just go to fox4kc.com. It's all there, man. All the stuff is there forever.
I love it.
You know how the internet works.
Was it the 100 films?
100, baby. 100 Black films. The 100 most important Black films of all time about the Black experience. Check it out, man. Battle me, debate me. If there's something on there that should have been on there or something I need to take off, let me know. Let's fight about it.
Do it.
Nice fight, though.
That's right.
Let's debate. Nothing wrong with it. It's healthy. Let's debate. Let's discuss.
Let's have a dialogue, even. That's the whole point, right?
That's what we're doing in 2020. We're bringing back conversations. Don't text me. Don't tweet me. Let's talk about it.
Sean Edwards, we're going to talk to you on Friday, yeah?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother. We'll see you soon.
All right. Thanks, man.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
So there you go. The one question we have coming out of that interview is, how is Sonic a thing? How did that movie get made? We'll find out on Friday, because Sean has questions. I think I also have questions. At least they got his teeth figured out this time. Remember when
it was an original animation.
But they had the human teeth originally for the first movie.
Right.
Also, how did he get a second movie? I have so many questions.
Money.
Jim Carrey's in that thing.
I love Jim Carrey. Have you seen the special?
Do we love Jim Carrey or do we like the idea of Jim Carrey? Because you got to remember, it's 2020. Do we still love Jim Carrey in 2020?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
I didn't say the answer. I didn't say there was a right or wrong answer. I'm just, you know.
I
have a very fine line with Jim Carrey.
I mean, are you going to get rid of Meryl Streep or Betty White?
Never.
Because they're old?
Never.
No, of course not.
Oh, no. I wasn't saying because he's old. I was saying because he's talent. How dare you? Never, ever put Betty White and Jim Carrey or Meryl Streep in the same sentence.
I got to ask you a question, though.
Never again.
Jim and Andy, have you seen this documentary where Jim Carrey talks about making the Man on the Moon movie?
Oh, no. It was that like Jim and Andy Kaufman thing. Okay,
so
I got you.
Man on the Moon was okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was an all right movie. What's better is this documentary with how Jim taps into Andy.
Mm-hmm. And no, I would watch that.
It started freaking the fellow cast members and the people out because he would just go over the top even when... So I guess how he's like a method actor.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's what you got.
So even when he was getting makeup, he just continued to act like Andy Kaufman and wouldn't break character. And at one point, I believe Jerry Lawler, the pro wrestler, wanted to punch him and actually attack him.
Yeah, I remember, man. We're not going to sit on this too much, but that was like back when you could still believe this kind of stuff. Like, is it a gimmick? Is it an act? And Andy Kaufman, I mean, the Andy Kaufman and Jerry Lawler feud of the 70s and 80s, man. I mean, that was living the gimmick. And Man on the Moon, excellent movie, I will say. But I would love to watch that documentary.
Jim and Andy,
though.
You can find it, I believe, on Netflix. I think it's a Netflix documentary.
I might watch that today, actually.
It's so good.
Pete, you want to take me to sports?
Here we go.
Let's do some sports.
Obviously, it's a slow sports time, but there's a few things that are popping up here. Michael Johnson, the four-time Olympic gold medalist, shut down Tyreek Hill's Olympic dream. Tyreek Hill, during the Super Bowl, said that he might want to try out for the 2020 Summer Olympics.
Right.
Just throwing out the fact that he could transition because he's fast into this Olympic runner. And that didn't sit too well with Michael Johnson. With all due respect to Tyreek Hill, he's a fantastic football player, but you can write the expression on my face. He knows what the sport is. This sort of thing picks up steam from other people saying, oh, he can be in the Olympics. And then Johnson went on to say, honestly, the sport is much more complex than people think. These guys are all fast and are struggling to pick up the concept of a simple start position. Simple to me, not simple for them. Just like if I went and tried to be a running back. It looks simple. Just take the ball and avoid the defense. It looks simple. It's not simple. So there's some...
Salty!
Usain Bolt said the same thing about Tyreek Hill.
Trying to defend the turf, I guess. Or I guess defend the track.
So these Olympic track athletes, your guys...
Of which I was one.
...are coming... You were not an Olympic athlete. You were a high school track athlete.
I was a Division I athlete, you asshole. All right? Put some respect on my feet because I was a runner. See what I did there?
Yes. Thank you for calling me that. Pretty rude. We did.
What was rude was you insulting my athletic career. All right, I'm on walls. I'm on plaques. I have a Letterman's jacket.
Oh, trust me. I was at Crossroads Hotel when that girl was gawking over you about your track. You're a track star.
You know, I didn't get her number at the time. But I'll tell you what I can do now. Is get that number this time.
NFL Network is highlighting the Chiefs today on President's Day. It's ongoing right now as you're listening to this. So if you want to tap into some Chiefs, NFL Network is your destination today, 2018.
Hold on. So this isn't, because they did like the best games of the year, right? This is all Chiefs? Is this just a Chiefs marathon?
It's a Chiefs marathon today.
Oh, hell yeah.
So
all right.
Started at 6 a.m. right now as we're recording this, Chiefs at Chargers. Then they'll go back to 2018, Chiefs at Steelers. They have 49ers, Chiefs from last year. Chiefs Rams, that Monday night football game.
Oh, man, what is
this? That'll happen
at
3 o'clock p.m. Ravens at Chiefs, a full game broadcast. That's Lamar Jackson versus Mahomes from week 3. That's 7 o'clock tonight. Followed by Texans Chiefs, Titans Chiefs. And then at 6 a.m. on Tuesday, Super Bowl.
Whoa, this is going for today and tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what? This is dope. I got so much to watch now. Oh, man, I didn't know
anything
about this.
You got Jim and Andy. Here, start with that.
Okay, look at you putting together my itinerary today,
Pete. You
could
tap into some Chiefs and then
I need
finish up with your dessert. Yep. And that is, of course, in the Hartzell House C-SPAN.
Oh, man, that is just the cherry on top.
That's right.
Oof.
Maybe a little CNN.
Can you imagine? Oh, I can. It's going to be me today.
Avoid that yucky Fox News, right?
Ooh, gross.
Ooh. The Royals position players first practice today. So the Royals are in Arizona. That's the first spring training game. It's scheduled for Friday against the Texas Rangers at 2:05 p.m. Of course, Salvatore Perez is back, so there's some hope. You need pitching. We'll see what happens.
Hey, what's going on? And I don't want to put you on the spot because this is not your baseball beat. Sure. I'll give you some more time with that because we do need a baseball guy.
I'm fine, man. I came from back baseball background.
What the hell is going on in Houston?
So the Astros were using this video scheme
right.
to win games. The problem is they won the 2017 World Series.
Yeah.
And so if they hadn't won the championship, I feel like people would be a little bit less mad. But the fact is when you win the championship and you have such a great season and one of your players has won the MVP and then you beat the Dodgers who felt like they should have won the World Series because it came down to Game 7.
Right.
So every little thing matters.
And they're getting sued. Somebody's suing them. I heard that story.
The hope was that the MLB commissioner was hoping that there wouldn't be any chirping after they unleashed the punishment. But he gave all the players immunity. And so some of these players are clapping back. A lot of people think that the Astros are going to get thrown at all year long. Which they might.
They will.
Which is dangerous, really, to them. Not to say that they don't necessarily deserve some kind of punishment, but you don't want pitchers throwing at players' heads for any reason, and it's almost expected at this point. A number of managers who were involved in the scheme lost their jobs, and so
what a mess!
Is it? It's interesting because it is a mess, and a lot of people are upset about the cheating aspect of it. But at the same time, like this is the most attention baseball has gotten since the A-Rod steroids thing, you know, and. That's not a good thing either.
It's a slippery slope, man. I saw that, like, that website that I was reading the lawsuit. I mean, it can't move on. There's no way. Because if that passes, because this guy essentially said, well, hey, I got just, you know, taken to town because right. You guys knew all my signs. You guys knew what I was going to be throwing. And, you know, if this lawsuit goes through, I mean, do pitchers now get a chance to sue the league because of the steroid era?
Right.
Or
so,
do we sue Barry Bonds? I mean, it's
bad precedence across the board.
A mess.
What baseball now has, and this is a positive thing, is a real team that everybody hates.
That's
and
true.
Everyone's on board.
That's
there's true. A villain. If there's a National Astros game, there's reason to watch every time now.
Who would have thought that we find a way to hate the Astros? You have to really work on finding a way to be hated if you're the Houston Astros, but they found
They'll
a way to do it.
They'll easily be the most hated team in the league this year. And so, again, I mean, that is a product of what happened, and baseball has more attention than it's had in a long time. It feels like, unfortunately to say this, because I love baseball, like I think it's just a dying game. I think people would rather watch NFL.
This guy, editor-in-chief of one football website. And
the NBA.
And all of a sudden, baseball's dead. This guy, the American pastime.
It's not me. It's the ratings. Look at the ratings, Hartzell.
Okay.
Speaking of the NBA, Team LeBron beats Team Giannis in the NBA All-Star game. The NBA decided to rename its All-Star MVP the Kobe Bryant MVP Award. Dr. Dre put together what's being described as this epic tribute to Kobe, the late Kobe Bryant, prior to the game. The very first Kobe Bryant MVP went to Clippers forward Kawhi Leonard. Leonard scored 30 points as he went 8 for 14 from 3. They changed the rules a little bit this year, so the fourth quarter, you had to hit a certain score, so people are pumped up that it was a little bit more competitive, which it was. It was just kind of fun and exciting.
Twitter loved it.
A lot of times there's
no
defense in these games, similar to the NFL Pro Bowl All-Star game, where no one's really trying to get anyone hurt, so it's half speed, similar to in the NBA. But before the game, you know, we had Fergie last year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was another year, another weird national anthem. Here's Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan. Everybody Chaka Khan. Everybody Chaka Khan.
Baby, yeah.
Oh my God. I missed that. I totally missed that during the game. Oh
yeah,
my God.
That's
that
just
was,
30 seconds.
I love Chaka Khan, but what?
A special moment.
Where's Rufus? She needed Rufus. That's a Chaka Khan. Oh, you know, I know not one of y'all listening to this show has any idea what that reference was, but Chaka Khan and Rufus. Look it up. Kids, ask your parents. Everybody Chaka Khan. You didn't even get that one, did you?
Chance the Rapper did the halftime show. And I love Chance the Rapper.
Look at you. Sorry, I went Chaka Khan.
I love
Everybody Chaka Khan. Sorry.
I love Chance the Rapper. I don't know if rap is as good in live performance.
No, Chance is great.
You know
great.
What I mean?
Chance is great.
It just wasn't, it didn't sound as good as when it is on Spotify.
Well, I'm sure he was. Pete, oh my God. So you really, man, you are really becoming the get off my lawn guy.
I like Chance the Rapper. I like jam bands too. Chance the Rapper is not a jam band.
You love jam bands, but you want it. No jam band sounds like the actual record that
right,
they do
they
the
change
song.
It with instruments. I don't know. I just
his voice is an instrument. As someone who freestyles over our news intro, I thought you would at least understand where he's coming from.
But No Problems isn't a freestyle.
No, I mean, because it's, I mean, obviously he wrote it down at this point. I mean, it wasn't
Let
like
me just
off
say
the cuff.
This, Marshall, you don't want no problem with Sween.
Oh,
keep that in mind.
Oh, boy.
Some scores from college basketball. Oh, KU basketball boy. Has won 10 games in a row. They have Iowa State tonight on ESPN at 8 o'clock. Could be a little bit of a trap game here. I know we got some Cyclones in the area.
That's a trap game.
There you go. With Baylor coming up this weekend. Baylor's the number one team in the country. Hartsell. Mizzou.
M-I-Z.
Upset previously 22-2 Auburn
That's right.
on Saturday
That's right.
night.
I watch this game, baby.
Drew
Let's
Smith,
go.
Xavier Pinson each scored 28 points. Tigers
yeah,
won 85-73. How about that?
I had a buddy of mine put some money on that game, too. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
No. When your Tigers win, when your Mizzou Tigers win, it's more of a, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Tigers try to continue. Ole Miss tomorrow, 7:30 p.m. K-State stinks. They lost to TCU. 68-57 over the weekend. They are now 9-16. Yep. The stinky old Wildcats.
It's a Chaka Khan.
You couldn't you love you some Chaka.
So here's the thing, kids. As you're asking your mom and dad, hey, who's a Chaka Khan? Who's Chaka Khan? This right here. This is Through the Fire. Now you might be more familiar with Through the Wire, which was the Kanye West breakout single. This was a sample. Don't you do this to Chaka. So he sampled Through the Fire for his song, Through the Wire. And if you could vamp for me, Pete, this is me stalling for time as we get to that the bridge that now gets us to the chorus. This might be sounds a little bit more familiar.
You want some events?
Yep. Thank you. Keep going. Because I'm going to stop it when we get to the chorus.
Black Heritage Week at Linwood. Beginning at 9 a.m. today, goes to 4 p.m.
Yes, Lord.
Thank God Kanye remixed this.
Okay.
Again, Black Heritage Week at Linwood YMCA. Join
hey, it's Black Heritage Week. Let me have this.
Wonderful year celebrating Black Heritage. We'll have themed events all week long. So if you want to check it out online, they got their events on Facebook, the Linwood YMCA. President's Day $1 skate. I've noticed this about President's Day, and you probably are familiar with this.
Big fan.
At these roller rinks, everyone has these President's Day rolling rink deals where you can go and skate.
I didn't know that. I'm ready to go buy a new mattress. So $1. It's a mattress for.
So this is one of them. $1 skate. Northland Rolodium? Rolodium? Like a stadium? Rolodium? Skate Center?
I love it.
But you can find deals anywhere. If you
Take me back to my third grade birthday party.
If you want to roller skate today, just you know, make sure you wear a helmet.
You want to go?
No.
You know we got one by the stadium.
No, I can't.
No, by the station. We have a... Come on, let's go.
Tonight at 7.
You know who gets a lot of play at a roller skate? Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan.
Oh, bless me. Thank you. President's Day screening. Mars Attacks at Alamo Drafthouse tonight, 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So good for.
I used to get nightmares with that movie. I hated Mars Attack.
Go see it. On Tuesday, Gathering for Good Volunteer Project. It's hosted by PJ Library Kansas City and PJ Our Way. If you're looking for a meaningful hands-on activity for your school-age kiddos over the long President's Day weekend, come join PJ Our Way at Scraps from 10 to noon. You're doing a great gathering good service project. So that's cool. Scraps KC. More information at scrapskc.org. If you are a lady, Tiffany Green's Golf Club, Spoil Me Silly, Ladies Night Out. Tomorrow, 6 o'clock. The event is free, it looks like. Enjoy a night full of shopping, pampering, prizes, and more, all while you relax and enjoy some me time with your friends. Again, admission is free. There are VIP tickets available for $10. So there you go. If you are a lady and want to have a night of fun. Hopcat.
I feel like that is what everybody wants, is a night of fun. A night of fun.
Hopcat's having a
Maybe with the Chaka Khan.
Hopcat's having a Boulevard Chaka beer Khan. Dinner Chaka Khan. At 6:30 p.m. tomorrow. Also at the same time, late night at Tiki Cat. So the up or down at Hopcat is having events. It's late night theater. Again, that's tickets online. And then my last event for today, tomorrow, is Nat Geo Live from Summit to Sea with Andy Mann, hosted by National Geographic Live at the Kauffman Center.
Ooh.
So there you go. Andy Mann combines his passions with purpose as a voice for the world's oceans, following scientists to some of the most extreme locations on the planet in the hope of inspiring change. I actually might go to this. I really love the ocean.
Wait, what? Didn't know you're such a ocean guy.
Yeah.
Big water guy.
Big
water. So here's body of water. Big fan.
Have you seen some of these like deep sea creatures that are in the ocean?
Like the scary ones at the very bottom of the sea?
Yeah.
No, I don't like those. They freak me out.
It fascinates me.
They're like 1,000 teeth. I don't like any of that.
I've always had this affinity for the ocean.
What? Since when? The ride in?
I like to go online, like to those Netflix shows, and watch specifically the ocean episodes.
Pete, when'd you start smoking weed? When'd you start getting hired? When'd you start doing that? Clearly.
I'm a fish guy.
Okay.
Big fish guy.
Proud of you, Pete. I'm proud of you. Proud of you.
High today, once again, 57, low of 30. High tomorrow, 42, low of 22.
Those are great movies to watch when you're just a little bit...
And then we're back with you on Wednesday.
A little loopy.
So there you go.
You like that? I gave you a solid intro to Chaka Khan. So I want you to go back today, Pete, and listen to this podcast. Will you take your notes, do your edits? I want you to write down all those Chaka Khan songs. And I want a full discography report from you on Wednesday.
If you have an event we need to know about, kcmorningshow@gmail.com.
Don't just brush me aside as we talk about Chaka Khan.
Follow us at KC Morning Show everywhere but Instagram. On Instagram, we are The KC Morning Show. The KC Morning Show comes to you from Unlabeled Music Services. All your musical needs, they also offer some party events.
They've got some great speakers of which you could play the complete discography of Chaka Khan.
Tell them Hartzell sent you.
tell them Hartzell and Chaka sent you.
That's right.
Pete.
Yeah.
Good show, man.
Thanks, man.
Welcome back. Yeah, good to have you back. Wheels are down. No more wheels up. You're going to be here for a little bit.
That's right.
Can you stay put for a while?
I'm going to try my best.
Because I'm going out of town next week. I talked about that. No, I'm going out of town in 2 weeks.
That's great.
Oh, how the turntables have turned. All right, Pete. See you on Wednesday. My name is Hartzell. Pete, give me a letter.
Pete.
Peter, P. Swain. This P stands for peace out.
Piper.
Peter Piper.
Peace out.
Podcast. Bye.